Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Josie Show was originally aired in front of a live internet audience. May not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
Friday to all of you out there. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Friday, and I hope we end this Friday night off in on like a right start. I hope we have like a really great show for all of you. So welcome to the multi-award winning live Josie Show. I am your host, Josie Pasentino. If this is your first time listening, thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show tonight. And thank you all just so much for tuning in tonight. And remember, you could also go to josieshow.com, and you could join our chat room as well. You never know what's going to go down there. So you'll enjoy it. So go check out the chat room if you are able to. And we have lots of fun for you all tonight. Joining me will be Richard Lynch, Brandon Irish with Rob Queen, and Michelle Lee. And, you know, speaking of Michelle Lee, we have a brand new song debut tonight from her. So we're very excited to talk about that, and we'll get to play her new song, Devil Music. And, yeah, so it will hit radio tonight for the very first time. So we are so excited. We will also share with you the most requested song of the week from our station, Country Blast Radio. We will announce it here. We'll play it here. So you got to tune in for the whole show, for the whole hour. Do not move. All right, guys. All right, let's put on my first guest of the for tonight, who is a who's returning to the Josie Show. He has been on the show for quite a few times. Here is Richard Lynch. Hello.
Hey, Josie. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I'm excited to catch up with you. How have you been?
We've been burning the roads up, playing a lot of good old country music around the country.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of burning up the roads, you are burning up on our station right now and charts because you have your song Love Tattoo out, which was actually done by you and Ronnie McDowell, which is exciting. So that's on our station.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie is an incredible entertainer, and I've been a huge Ronnie McDowell fan for all these years. And, you know, we got to do this this duet together, the Love Tattoo as a duet. And, you know, it turned out so good. And the best thing about it is all the proceeds from the sale of that CD gets to go to a special place, you know, our men and women that serve our great nation. So a little something we can give back for these folks.
Absolutely, and it has such a great meaning, and I've loved this song since the beginning, since you've released it. And of course, working with Ronnie McDowell is amazing for you, but did you always know that you were going to turn this song into like a duet style? Were you always looking to do that?
Well, you know, I kicked it around shortly after we recorded it, and then when I realized I did a show with Ronnie, a couple shows actually, back in the fall of last year, and then we did a show with him here in January here recently. And then I got to talking with him, and I realized that he did a three-tour of Vietnam. So he was an amazing veteran. And I thought, you know, we have this appreciation for the look for the music and an appreciation for the song. I said, Ronnie, this might be a great song we could do together for a duet. And he was all about it. And, you know, I played him the song and we got in the studio and the magic worked out really well. And so I'm really proud that I got to do a duet with him on that. And like I said, it's for a great cause. And like I said, if we got people like Ronnie McDowell interested in something that I'm doing, I think I can make time for it.
Yes, well, right? I mean, come on now. I mean, that is just so exciting. So congratulations to you for releasing Love Tattoo as a duet with Ronnie McDowell. That's so exciting. And but you also have a video for the song out as well. Is that right? Where can we find that?
Well, you just go to richardlynchband.com, and you can see the video that me and Ronnie recorded back in January. It was recorded at the Nashville Palace, and it was all live shots and live footage. And then that evening, we did the Midnight Jamboree show there at the Ernest Tubb Record Shop. At the that was so much fun to be able to do that. And, you know, just to be around great people and who love that traditional country music, life's good. I love it.
Yes, for sure. You're sticking with your roots, too. I mean, that's what the best part about you is. I mean, you are sticking with, just true country. And that's what I love about you. And that's what a lot of people love about you. And
we're very excited.
You're welcome. You know, and of course, since we do love your music, of course, this was the biggest surprise and excitement that I have seen, that you have a new CD coming with a release party in April titled Mending Fences. Can you tell us anything about the CD yet? I'm so excited.
I can. We got a little bit of a kick, on the media last week. We did a couple songs on WSM Nashville. They did three songs off the new album, and so we're going to do the actual release to the world the 1st of April, and we have a bit of a surprise on the new album, too. You know, we've kind of been on a roll here lately, and a lady by the name of Rhonda Vincent is going to be joining me on a duet on this particular album, and as you may have guessed, it's some really great traditional country music, and I wrote a couple of songs that's on this new album. I'm really proud of that, but like I say, Rhonda Vincent and I have we did this song together called Back in Love Again, and oh my goodness, there is so it's just amazing how well it turned out, and on every new album I always try to put, you know, a traditional old standard on everyone so people can kind of reminisce a little bit. We took an old Billy Crash Craddock song, and it was called Knock Three Times, and we did our own little version, our own little rendition. So that's the only remake on the song, on the album, and all the other 11 songs are brand new country music.
Yes, well, I mean, you get to work with the coolest people ever. Let me just say that right now. So that's exciting.
Thanks.
I can't wait to hear what you and Rhonda Vincent put together with that one. I know it's going to be amazing. You're welcome. And what can you tell us about this release party? Is there going to be like video footage or pictures? Because I want to see.
Yes, it's going to be filmed. Everything will be filmed, and we're going to have it in our hometown. I'm from southwestern Ohio. Mm-hmm. Little town called Waynesville, Ohio. I ain't been able to see it much this year, but I hear I'm from there.
Yes,
kind
yes.
fun. But we've been on the road a lot, and we're looking forward to getting out and doing this this event back home again. And just it's really neat to see all the folks that have been, you know, supporters and fans for all these years, and it's neat to be in a position where, you know, we can kind of go to our hometown and put, you know, several hundred people in a building and get to see people that we don't see very often, and just kind of reconnect with the folks that's always been supportive of us.
Oh, yes. It's such a great feeling. You have so many amazing, supportive friends and family and fans out there who love listening to you and are supporting you all of the way. And we really do look forward to getting your first release once you're all set. I hope you send it to us there on Country Blast Radio. We would be pleased to play it for all of our listeners. So once that's out, let us know.
Definitely getting a copy, that's for sure.
Okay, good. Perfect. Step one. Send to Josie. Check. I love that. So very exciting to be able to get that chance once it's all released. And now I would love to play Love Tattoo right now for everybody. This is the duet between you and Ronnie McDowell. So are you ready? Well,
I'm ready. I thank you so much, Josie.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you so, so much. And we will be right back with more from Richard Lynch. So don't go anywhere. So here it is. Richard Lynch and Ronnie McDowell, Love Tattoo. Be right back.
He loves his God, his kids, his wife. For them, he gladly give his life. He served his country as many do, and he came home with a love tattoo. I remember when the soldier walked past, he paused as he heard a young child ask, "Now where'd you get that scar? I see on you." He smiled and said, "It's not a scar, it's my love tattoo." The soldier said, "To keep our world more safe for you, I fought and bled as many do. I did what I knew I had to do. No, it's not a scar, it's my love tattoo. My love tattoo is a symbol to remind him how we fought with pride for our red, white, and blue. If Uncle Sam asked him to stand with our soldiers in some foreign land, he'd unpack his uniform and combat boots, and with honor bring back home a new love tattoo. My love tattoo helps me recall some of my friends who gave their all.
They fought and died as many do, so I'm proud to wear my love tattoo. He loves his God, his kids, his wife. For them, he gladly gave his life.
And he served his country like heroes do.
And he came home with a love tattoo. Yes, he came home with a love tattoo.
And we are back with the fantabulous, yes, he is, Richard Lynch. And we love, 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 love what you did with that song. It's amazing. We loved it with you. We love it as a duet. It's just an incredible song. You can't go wrong with it. Really, you can't.
Thank you so much, Josie. You guys have been huge supporters and proponents of everything that I have ever done. And I owe you all an awful lot and really appreciate you and your mother so much for everything you've done for us.
The pleasure's all ours. Whenever you have anything new coming out, just let us know. We got you back, and that's a fact. So so it'll be good. And I wanted to also ask you, because, you know, of course this new CD is coming, and we should be able to purchase it on, like, iTunes and CD Baby, all of those great places, right?
Absolutely. So perfect. You mentioned earlier about a little something, a tidbit about that I neglected to tell you. If I have time, I want to just give you one little information
course.
Here. There's a song on here that we're going to release as a title for as a single first, called Cut and Paste. And a little something about the song called Cut and Paste: George Strait had it on hold for a little over a year, up to a year and a half, and it didn't quite make his final selection of his new album. And so the songwriter contacted me, Nick Nichols, and he said, "Richard, I got some material here I think you might like." And I heard the song, and I was so blown away with this particular song. So I got a little saying that I'm going around saying, if it's good enough for George, it's good enough for me.
Right? Come on now. Exactly. Well, that's really cool.
Is that neat?
Yes, that is. That is so neat. Wow. Well, you know what? We're looking forward to all of the new music that you have coming out here pretty soon, because I could see 2017 is looking good on you, for sure, with all of your
music.
It is.
And we thank you so much for you being part of our support there, Josie.
Absolutely. Anytime. And I want everyone to know exactly where they can go to support you. So can you please give out any websites or social networking sites so people can keep up with all of your latest news?
Well, the best place is always just go to richardlynchband.com, and you can see all the various sites, locations, all the new music, all the places we're playing around the country, and just kind of keep up with us. And there's nothing better for me and the guys, you know, to be able to see folks and get to shake their hand and hug their necks and mm-hmm. be part of the fans' lives for just a few minutes. We totally enjoy it.
Yes.
And right now we're in Florida right now. We just came back from Texas a couple of days ago, cool. So we're in Florida right now.
You went from Texas to Florida. You are really, like you said before, burning up the roads. You are. You really are. You're moving.
It is. It's fun. We love what we do. We're playing in Daytona tomorrow and Sunday, and then we'll be heading downstate for a couple of days, and then we're going back home. So.
Yes, to get the well-deserved break that you need, the well-deserved, you know, rest, for sure. I hear you. Well, that's exciting. So if anybody's in Florida right now, make sure you go and check out the fabulous Richard Lynch, because you have to. And you have to. And I wanted to also ask one last question here for you before we run out of time, but are you currently working on any other projects or any other shows or anything that you would like to tell us about before we go? And
well,
last words.
Yeah. Well, we're always working on new shows. Our tour dates keep expanding immensely here from time to time. And we're going to be doing a huge show at our farm June the 10th. We do three or four shows a year. And we'll be playing with a group called McGuffey Lane June the 10th at our farm. And then something's really cool happening. We're putting together a European tour, so we're going to be playing over in Europe here really soon, so probably this fall.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, we're very excited for you. I know they will all love you, because I don't know one person that runs into you guys, you and your band, and, you know, doesn't say something great about you. I've probably run into so many people that are like, "Hey, you know Richard Lynch Band?" I'm like, "Yes, I know. They're amazing." I hear you. I am a fan as well. Trust me. I know.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So it's just so great, everything that you do. And please come back anytime. You know you're always welcome here at the show.
Thanks, Josie. And to your mom, Tina, we love you guys, and we'll see you soon.
All right, we will see you very, very soon. Everyone, keep looking at Richard Lynch. Please make sure you go and check him out. Facebook, everywhere, website, all over the place. And thanks again, Richard.
See you soon, hon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are still grooving because we have some more great guests coming up here really, really soon. So do not go anywhere. But first, I really want to talk about some announcements that are going on. We have some very great things happening that I'm so excited about. So first off, I am so proud. This blew my mind today when I seen this, when I received the message from the stream licensing that we do. I'm so proud to announce that our station, Country Blast Radio, received the recognition of a featured station by our licensing organization for our excellence in operation. So I would like to first off thank Tina Marie Passantino, of course. Tina, she's my mom, for all of her work on the station. She handles it all, and she rocks at it. She really does. She works endless hours with the station, putting up songs and following rules and, regulations. And we do it all by the book. So that's what we are so proud of. And to be recognized for that by, you know, our peers and by licensing, it was just an incredible moment for us and for Country Blast Radio. So we thank you so much for choosing Country Blast Radio. So that was very exciting to wake up to today. The next thing I wanted to talk about is we are heading to Nashville next week. Yes! I am so excited to be back to Nashville. So please keep an eye out for us because we are going to go live from Nashville and hopefully have a venue and date announcement for the Josie Music Awards. You never know. So you got to keep a lookout at my Facebook, facebook.com/JosiePnineteenNinetyFive. And so, yes, we are very, very excited. We got some meetings happening in Nashville. We're going to meet up with some people. It's going to be a lot of fun. I love Nashville, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And also, please tune in for our next Countdown Blast on Country Blast Radio. The next Countdown will be on Thursday, March 30th at 8 p.m. right at Country Blast Radio. .com or our mobile app, Country Blast Radio. If you haven't downloaded our Country Blast Radio mobile app on your Google Play stores or your, the Apple Store, iTunes, you know, whatever that's called, you know, there's so many different things out there. We would love for you to join in on the fun and listen to all of the great music and stations that we feature on Country Blast Radio. So all you have to do is download the free Country Blast Radio mobile app for 24/7 country music streaming right there, live, straight to your phone when you are on the go or wherever you are. So it's really, really great treat. So check it out, everybody. All right. So my next guest or guests, plural, because both of them are here with us, please welcome to the show Brandon Irish and Rob Queen. Hello.
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 Hey.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Yes, we appreciate it. Rob Queen, this is the first time you've been on our show, but Brandon, you've been on before, so welcome back and welcome. We thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, so we are so excited. And now I wanted to start from the beginning. You guys work for DC Comics. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Rob, do you want to do that?
Sure. We are, well... We're writers, let's put it that way. And in February, DC published the first three books that we did for them. The Hood of Justice, Raven's Cry, Vixen, Legends of the Five Totems, and The Hood, The Beginning. And these are novels for every age, which really kind of, they blend the worlds of the TV shows with a much wider world of characters and depth that they can't really get into on the TV shows.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Very nice. Very nice. And, you know, I'm excited because we are going to get the chance to chat a little bit about the three books that you both have created. But first, tell us what got you interested in writing these action-style books. Did you always know that you guys wanted to be writers and write novels? Was that something you've always been interested in?
Oh, man. Well, I guess, for me, pretty much when I started, I was doing it for fun. It came down to it where I needed some expert help and, I called DC Comics CEO Paul Levitz and pretty much asked him for help, and that's pretty much how it started. And ever since then, I just enjoyed writing, and then I found Rob, and we just became a really great team. So, yeah, this is my first time writing novels. I know Rob has written a couple novels himself besides from DC.
Yep.
So,
And
yeah, pretty much this is my first time writing ever. So, but it's a lot of fun. We have a blast with it, and you know, we make new stories every single time, and it seems like it never ends. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and just to use our imagination in that type of way. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Definitely, definitely dream team to you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very cool. And like Brandon said, Rob, you have your own material out there circling. You both come from writing. So that's really neat that you both are able to help each other out in that kind of aspect. But where do you guys draw your inspiration from with this content? Where do you guys draw that inspiration?
Everywhere. really, I mean, that's kind of the easiest answer to possibly give, because we definitely are kind of bridging a gap between the TV shows, but there's also DC Comics itself is a company that's been around for over 75 years, and that has created a huge body of work that we draw from constantly. But in addition, the world around us is so full of diversity and details and just little nuanced aspects of it that we definitely kind of draw on that quite a bit as well. And so pretty much anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
Very neat. Very neat. Yeah, that is an easy answer for you guys. I mean, you could draw it from just, you know, draw some inspiration just from riding out on the road or something. You know, it just can come to you.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. And now let's talk a little bit about the three books. The first is Hood of Justice, Raven's Cry. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Pretty much it like Rob said in the beginning, we draw a lot of our inspiration, at least from the characters' inspiration, from the TV shows. And the number one character in this show, it comes from the TV show Arrow. Actually, most of the first three main characters pretty much come from that show, and the show Flash. And then we drew from that, and pretty much it's about these set of characters. There's probably about 9 or 10 characters that come together as a big team, kind of like the Justice League in a way. And
crime fighters.
Yeah, a lot of crime fighters. They come together and they have this big problem that they have to take care of, as far as their city.
Protecting their city.
Yeah, that's infecting with their city. And they're dealing with that, and they're dealing with children as well at the same time. And so they're trying to, you know, balance it all out and figure out this problem and save the world, pretty much. So, and their city that they're from, which is Starling City. So, yeah.
Wow. Sounds intriguing. I'm already drawn in. Like, you're just explaining it, and I'm like, what happens next? So, I'm already in this, guys. I'm very interested. And I got to ask, how long does it, like, take to create one of these books with all the graphics that you do and all of that? How long does that usually take you guys?
We go through kind of a process. The first draft is probably about a month and a half for each one. And then there's a lot of back and forth between Brandon and I as to how best to approach it, how best to like bring the story out. And that takes about a month and a half. And then we go in to do a second draft, and that, depending on how much work needs to be done between drafts, that could add another several weeks to it. And then we send it off to the editor, and the editor gets back to us with some suggestions or questions. And then it's another couple weeks or a few weeks, depending.
Right. It takes a while.
So it's probably about, that, yeah. It'd probably be about a half a year. Probably
yeah.
Close to that. About 4 or 5 months to actually finish a whole complete novel out of these mm-hmm. three books anyways. So,
right.
And
in addition to the writing that Brandon and I do, there's also art in the back, character profiles that does require an artist to create. And our artist, JP Kegla, or John Pascal Kegla, has done some amazing work. And that takes a little bit of time as well. But that's something that can happen concurrently with the actual writing and editing that Brandon and I are doing.
Absolutely. Well, you guys make a great team. I mean, with the writing and the graphics, everything put together makes for a really, really, really great story, a really great book, and I hope everyone goes and checks out all three of these. We're going to talk about where they could purchase it in just a moment, but let's talk about the next book, Vixen, Legends of the Five Totems. So who wants to tell us about this one?
Rob, go ahead. You can tell about this.
Okay, sure. Vixen is... She's one of the original African heroes. She was created in the 1970s, and she basically spends her time in Detroit, fighting crime in Detroit. And while she's there, she gets attacked by a giant gorilla. Slight spoilers, just to get things going. But it's basically yeah. a discovery of her heritage. It's her finding out who she is, where she comes from. And she takes it upon herself to kind of help other people along in the process of finding out more about herself and about the powers that she has. And it's kind of a misfit story where you really kind of root for the underdog because everybody in the book is kind of the underdog, except for the main bad guy who is just the kind of person that you love to hate and hate to love.
That's a good way to describe
it. I'm not going
to
say anything more about her, but she is a pretty cool, very cool villain, which adds a really fun dimension to the story.
Very, very, very sly, and very, very mysterious.
For sure.
So, but yeah, I mean, Rob's completely right. This story is pretty much about a woman who is trying to find her heritage, you know, trying to find who she is, and you know, on the way, she has this mischief team of heroes, and you know, pretty much vigilantes. And I can't call them heroes because they're not all heroes type people. So,
you never know.
She's dealing with all these different types of vigilantes who are soon to become heroes, but before they were criminals at one point. So she's dealing with all that. She's dealing with her past and her future, and you know.
Sounds interesting.
So yeah, it's a very, very intense book, and most of the book, another spoiler, most of the book takes place in Africa. It was a really cool thing to work with that because we get to experience ourselves how to write, you know, a different language and, you know, different surrounding than the United States. So,
yes, for sure.
So it's a pretty, one of my all-time favorite novels that we've written so far. So, but
very nice. Very nice. And I'm loving the spoilers, but not too much. People still have to go read the books to find out what happened. So make sure you go and check it out. And then the third book, last but not least, because I'm sure you got plenty more books in your brain than I'm sure you guys are thinking up right now as we speak. But the third book is titled The Hood at the Beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Okay. This is pretty much a teenage. It's kind of like a teenage drama, but with superheroics involved.
Yeah.
With a high school drama, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah.
High school drama.
Like it kind of follows the path of a student throughout a year. The only difference is that this student learns that he has powers that set himself apart from the rest of the rest of the people that he's got to deal with, which creates a whole lot of problems. Especially considering that, like, when you're a teenager, everything seems bigger than life. Suddenly you go through puberty, and it's like suddenly you have emotions that you never realized you had before, and everything is just fall in love for the first time, and it's like real love, and it's the most important thing in the world. But suddenly you toss in like the weirdness of being able to change shape into different animals and such, and it's kind of a question of what do you do then? Who do you tell about it? How do you explore this new world that has opened up to you? And it's really kind of a self-discovery. It's a story of self-discovery in a way that really only a teenager can really experience.
It definitely seems like it's relatable in some aspects. I mean, everyone has to go through, you know, moments in their life where, you know, they're placed in a spot where they're not, you know, where they're not too thrilled about, know, and have to deal with certain things in their lives that they're not excited about. But learning how to kind of, you know, work through that is a really great concept. So I'm very excited about this one as well. And of course, we need to now know, where can people go to purchase all of these books that we just talked about? Where are the best places?
Well, right now, we are still on a trial basis. So pretty much what that means is DC Comics, since we're pretty much brand new to them, that they wanted to test us out, test out our books. So at this time, our books are only located near New York City, Philadelphia, New Jersey, that area as of right now. And right now, we're only doing different bookstores. We can't get them online yet since it is a trial. So right now it's still in that trial base until this summer, and hopefully by this summer it'll spread out across the rest of the United States, plus Canada and a little bit of Mexico as well. And pretty much once it gets out there, then we'll have more information as far as purchasing it on the DC Comic webpage, you know, probably other places like Barnes & Noble, maybe eBay and places like that as well. So,
Absolutely. And I know how that process stage is. So you guys are definitely on the right track. And I'm very excited about when these are able to be completely and fully released. I hope everyone keeps a lookout for that, because I know you guys will post about it. Do you guys have social networking sites where people can keep looking back to see if they can find more information?
We have our Facebook page that they are always welcome to come on to. We always do different things. Like Rob always places up a video blog every single Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday
that
he talks about different books and stuff and different projects that we are doing and just different things all together, different characters and all that. And pretty much it's Irish
and Queen DC Collection.
Yeah, DC Collection, right. You can find that on Facebook. So we have that page. And you can look up that, or you can look up my page as well, which is Brandon J. Irish on Facebook. So I update stuff on there as well. So.
Perfect.
Mine is also that as well, which is just Pop Queen at Facebook. It's a way to keep people abreast of what's going on. And we actually, like with the video blogs and everything, we do give a lot of background information about the characters in the books, and really kind of try to supplement what we're doing. And hopefully it's enough of a teaser for people for the Irish and Queen DC Collection page It's enough of a teaser for people to kind of get a taste of what to expect and what to look forward to in the days and weeks to come. So, yeah.
Well, you definitely got my ears perked up. You definitely got me all excited. So I'm looking forward to finding out what happens. I'm going to have to check out these books once they're fully in release mode. And just let us know anything else that you guys have going on. Please come back on the show. We ran out of time, but I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show and sharing with me your talent. And thank you guys so much. And keep a lookout, guys, at their pages so you can find out what new books are coming out and where you can find them near you. So stay tuned. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you. Brandon Irish and Rob Queen, go and check them out, guys. Amazing. I had so much fun chatting with both of them. Great guys. Really great guys. And remember, we do have our next guest coming up. And we have a debut. Woo, woo. We love it. We love song debuts. So we love to make a party out of it. So if you have a song out there that you would like to debut for the very first time on the Josie Show, you know we are going to do it up right. So send us the music, and we got you. So let me go back to my announcements very, very quickly. We will, like I said before, the top announcement, we're heading to Nashville next week, so we will not have a Josie Show this coming Friday since we will be on the road. But you never know what we may do, you know, online, live. You never know. So keep a eye on my Facebook page. But we will return the following week on March 31st. Also, on Rockin' Country at CountryBlastRadio.com or the Country Blast Radio mobile app, hosted by Alan Firestone and Bruce Lev, this coming Monday, the Josie Outlaws will return by popular demand to Rockin' Country. So we're very excited about that. And they're going to be premiering a brand new song from the fabulous Natalie Jean. So you know it's going to be a lot of fun, so you got to tune into that one. So remember, CountryBlastRadio.com, Monday, Rockin' Country. Yes. All right, my guest is here. Everyone, please welcome to the show the fabulous, the amazing Michelle Lee.
Hey, Josie.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful tonight.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. We are excited to have you back on the airwaves with us. we've been looking forward to it.
Show. Yeah, I always love the Josie Show. It's so much fun. Oh,
thank you. Well, we always love the Michelle Lee. So we're very happy to have you. It's so much fun. And, you know, we have a radio debut as well, your brand new song, Devil Music. We're going to play it here first for everybody tonight. So we thank you. We're honored.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. That is just so awesome.
Of course. And, you know, I know before we play it, we want to get the juice. We want to find out a little bit more about Devil Music. So first, start out by telling us a little bit about this song. What is your inspiration behind Devil Music?
Well, actually, it started out being a tribute song for Popcorn Sutton that I was writing for Pam Sutton, his widow. And then I got it written down, and I was like, okay, this is not really his story, but it's too good to just, you know, let it lay there. So she ended up getting a song called The Legend, which we have not released yet. That'll be later on this year. But this one, it was just so cool, and it was such a little barn burner that we just went ahead and put it out on our own.
Absolutely. Well, that is so exciting. We absolutely love it. We've already been able to hear a little bit of it because a video has already been released for the song, and it can be found on YouTube.
Yes, it can be.
Very exciting. Yes. And, you know, I got to ask how much fun making that video was, because you had some very cool people in this video. Were you able to cast for that? Tell us about it.
Oh my gosh. I've got to do a shout out to all of my Middleburg family and Jacksonville family down in Florida. They were amazing. We just asked for help and everybody to come and help us with the video. They just showed up in droves. Gene Rogers donated his property for us. We had full run of his property for 2 days, and I know we drove him absolutely batty. You know, we're setting the band members on fire and digging trenches and, you know, zombies running everywhere.
All of it.
Yeah, but, you know, they really just showed up for us. And a couple of people who are in the video. Carol lives down there, my friend, and I'm going to totally massacre my gypsy lady's name, Rosa de Jesus. I think I did okay with that. I'll find out. She'll let me know, maybe.
yes, awesome. Very cool.
We had a really, really good time with that. And it was really funny, though. Gene had taken some side views of the part where I walk into the fire ring. And that was on Sunday night. And my fiance had already left to come home because he had to work on Monday. Mm-hmm. So I sent him the cell phone footage. And I was like, look, honey, look what we did. And he had a heart attack. He was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. He said, please tell me they had fire extinguishers.
Yeah, right? Oh, my goodness. I would have had a heart attack, too, if I would have seen that.
Oh, it was hilarious. Just smoky and everything. It took me like two baths to get all the black stuff off of my face and out of my hair. It was hilarious, though.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good time.
Yeah, and that's an experience that not a lot of people could say that they have done. See, so it's
I know.
Yeah, it's something very unique, and it's very unique, which is why you should watch that video. So you got to go and find that.
Well, yeah, and my guitar player Doug Green actually wrote the script for that, and then of course Built to Fall is they've changed their name to B2F. A video production, so they're my videography company, so I just love them to death, and I'm so proud of Doug for writing all that, and my whole band, really, my band let me set them on fire, Josie. I set them on fire. That wasn't like added in later. They were literally on fire. Like Doug's hand was on fire. You know, Greg's feet were burning. So.
Oh my gosh! Right? I could just imagine.
Yeah,
well, your team is fantastic because it looked amazing. So everyone did a fantastic job with it. Definitely the video did the justice for the music for the
yes,
song.
And I do have to say thank you, a special thank you to my voodoo king Billy Ross, who. Is now part of my security team. I think he's heading that up. So we've just really roped poor old Billy into everything.
Yeah, right. That's so cool. Well, we're excited for you and everything that you are doing. We know Devil Music is going to be a hit for sure. So we absolutely love it. So how about we play it right now, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do this.
Okay, great.
Perfect, perfect. Don't go anywhere, everybody, because we have some more from our great friend Michelle Lee. So here is the debut of her amazing song, first time on radio, right here at The Josie Show, Devil Music. And we'll be right back with more from Michelle right here at The Josie Show. So stay right there. Here we go.
Told me about the wrong side of town. Said I don't wanna catch you there hanging around. Just drinking, carousing, and fights every night. No place for a Christian if you wanna live right. The warning that she gave me lasted just until my left funny heart had got behind the wheel. Burning up two lanes, straightening out the curves, hauling ass up the holler for a lost minor to a secret hideaway. My name. The Devil Music.
Yes, and we are back with the fantastic Michelle Lee, and we love that song. You rock out on that. Was that a lot of fun in the recording studio?
Oh gosh, you know it was. It was just amazing. You know, my co-writer is Charlie Kelly on that. Charlie and I do a lot of things together, and he is just absolutely wonderful. And we've got his lovely wife, Nan Kelly, doing the background vocals on that as well. And if anybody watches GAC, Nan is the host on the hostess, I guess, on GAC. Just beautiful, beautiful lady, beautiful voice, and they're just very, very amazing people. So it was so much fun, and you know, just getting the storyline and the intonation behind everything, and it was a boatload of fun.
Of course, I'm sure it was. That's amazing, and like I said, this song is just fantastic. And once it's out there, once it's ready to be purchased, we would love for everyone to go and check it out. Is it already out, or where could they go to purchase it once it's fully released?
Well, we're working on finishing the second CD right now, and that's going to be part of that collection. But we'll have it on iTunes eventually. I just don't really know how to do that.
Right.
So
me neither.
I'm in a little bit of a transition period right now. So within the next week, it will be up for iTunes, that they can find it on there. Reverb Nation has a program that you can actually purchase things off my Reverb Nation site, and we do have it on that. But all the proceeds from that goes to the Fender Guitar Institute, and that's to help children with the music programs in school, like underprivileged children. They get so much money donated to them to help with their music education.
Oh, I love that. Oh, what a great organization to really, you know, put forward and to help out.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What a wonderful thing, yeah. For sure. Music does everything. Music's a healer. Music just helps everything, I feel.
It really does. It does.
It really does. I mean, I know a lot of places that are actually taking the music programs out of schools, and I'm like, what? That
oh,
was, like,
gosh.
The best part about it. Like, I had so
oh,
much
I know.
Fun in, like, courses and stuff. Yeah. So definitely.
I think I spent 90% of my high school career in the chorus room. So they tried to get me to play trombone in the band, and my mother swore up and down it sounded like I was killing a moose in the bedroom, and I really wasn't very good at it. So I ended up being the one and only rifle girl they had, and just stuck with singing.
Well, there you go. See, well, we're glad you stuck with that, because you're amazing.
Oh gosh,
and we
well,
love
thank
all of
you.
Your music. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So we're happy. We're happy that it all worked out. And I want everyone to make sure that they go and check out any websites and social networking sites that you have out there. Can you give out all of those links?
I will try. the website is michellelee.com. The fan page for Facebook is facebook.com/MichelleLeeMusic. And you can find the Reverb Nation off of that, because there's a link to it and everything. So
perfect. Please make sure you go and check out the one-stop shop website. You'll find everything Michelle Lee, and also you'll find touring schedules, everything on there. So please go.
Oh yeah, speaking of, do I have time to just talk about this for just 2 seconds?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I want to get this in here. We have just acquired a new management company, Hurricane Artist Management, out of Jacksonville, Florida. We are so very proud to be with them. And they are in the middle right now, as we speak. I just got off the phone with my manager. They're planning our European tour, and we're looking at dates. I know, Josie, it's so exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
We're looking at dates in Finland, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Germany, France. We're going to be all over. Yeah, it's so exciting. And from what he's telling me, that they're really just clamoring for it, and the response has been overwhelming. And he was starting to book our states over here, stateside and everything, but this kind of took precedence for, you know, strike while the iron's hot. And Hurricane Management, Artist Management, is associated with doing bookings for Artemis Pyle, the Artemis Pyle Band. Did bookings for Lynyrd Skynyrd projects, Randall Hall of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Barry Lee Harwood of Rossington Collins. I mean, we're talking rock and Southern rock royalty here, and I'm so very lucky to be a part of this. And again, that's part of my Jacksonville family down there.
Yes. Well, you have a great team, and it looks like they're treating you well. They're getting you all over the place. I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So cool.
Daisy May goes to Europe, right?
Right? Come on now. Go on vacation. Have fun. Enjoy. See the scenery while you're performing. You know,
yeah,
take us
be
with you.
Something else.
You know.
Oh my God! I know, right? Like we can just stick you right in there in the luggage, and you know that's what I'm doing with Roger. I'm just sticking him in, the carry on, folding
exactly.
him that nothing.
For sure. Hey, you got to do it. Well, that sounds amazing. I'm so excited to see what is next for you because it seems like every year I'm like seeing you doing other things and like you're just climbing, and I'm just
so excited. We're just growing exponentially, and you know, my guys. I want to give a shout out to my guys really quick. We've got, of course, Doug Green on lead guitar, Zach Thomason on guitar, Greg Beck on bass, Bill Cowden on drums. Andy Orth of Molly Hatchet will be joining us. He's down in Florida, and we've only got to play with him a couple of times, but he's going to be joining us on the tour. So we're very happy to have Andy aboard, and it's just going to be incredible. So,
yes.
And everything gears up after I've got my other big date coming up. So that's the big one, April 11th. And,
that
you know,
is
have to, yeah, that's the huge
yeah.
date right there.
It is.
If I can make it through that one, everything will be great. So.
Everything will go smooth. For
I know,
sure.
right?
I'm excited for you in all aspects, personal, music. I'm very, very excited for everything that is going on with you. And we're running out of time, but I want you to please
tell
your fiance that he is awesome and to treat you well.
Oh.
And I'm excited for you too.
Well, I will definitely tell him that. And thank you guys again for having me on. And I can't wait to update you on everything that's coming.
Oh, well, I'm excited to hear those updates. Thank you so much. And please come back on again and again, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, Jesse.
Sounds good. Thank you, Michelle Lee, everybody.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love her. She's amazing. She's so cool. I love chatting with Michelle Lee. She has been on the show countless amount of times. Actually, I've lost track. She is wonderful. So that was our show. That concludes our show. And really quick here, before we completely say adios, I feel like we should announce and play the most requested song of the week on Country Blast Radio. All right, so most requested song of the week on Country Blast Radio this week was Murray Williams, Wishing Heaven Had a Phone. Yes, for a second week in a row. Congratulations, Murray Williams, Wishing Heaven Had a Phone. So let's play this song to close us out. And thank you all so much for tuning in. And remember, we do not have a show next Friday. We're going to be in Nashville. And so we're going to update you on all that. This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait. So thank you all so much. Good night, everyone. Have a great rest of your day and also rest of your night and also a great weekend. And remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience and may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Now to play us out, the fabulous Murray Williams, Wishing Heaven Had a Phone, because they are the most requested song of the week on Country Blast Radio for this week. So here we go. Good night, everybody. Mwah.
I want to hear your voice in my ears. Always here helping erase all my fears. Telling me it's okay to keep moving on. You got a life to live, even though I'm gone. I wanna feel your touch once again, and have it take me back to times when I now see only in my mind how we lay about all intertwined. Truth is, I think I'd end it all. A camp with our kids down the hall. Ooh. had before. So I'll sit here all alone and raise a toast to your picture, wishing heaven had a phone. See you in front of me, because you're not just supposed to be a bunch of pictures I blow kisses to. This ache inside of me, it hurts and I miss you. Truth is, I think I'd end it all. Camp with our kids down the hall. They need me, but I need them more. They're my link to what was before. So I sit here alone and raise a toast to your picture, wishing heaven had a phone. I want to hear your voice one more time. Oh, how I wish heaven had a phone.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.